favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful sun found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 24th. This is Utah's afternoon news. I'm Scott Seeger. Right now in Salt Lake, we've got just a few clouds and 72 degrees.
Delays stacking up from a crash on northbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, he could not speak candidly before, but now that an accused cop killer has hanged himself, Weber County's attorney is holding back nothing. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour begins our team coverage.
D. Smith recounted Officer Jared Frankham's last moments.
Saving his two fellow officers, he was struck by Mr. Stewart's 9mm weapon a total of 7 times.
Smith stressed that Matthew Stewart was treated humanely behind bars, but he rejected mental health counseling. Smith defended the raid on Stewart's Ogden home 16 months ago.
The knock-and-out search warrant that was executed at the defendant's home on January 4th was challenged in court, and the court ruled that that warrant was constitutionally sound.
And Smith countered the family's claims that Stewart was a victim of a corrupt legal system. After all, he says, he grew marijuana. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Family members and the lawyers who represent Matthew David Stewart are expressing sorrow and outrage over his death. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has that part of the story from
Emotional.
Ogden.
Just hours after learning Matthew David Stewart had passed, sister-in-law Erna Stewart says he was a victim of a corrupt system.
He was scared. He had every reason to believe that he was being robbed.
Stewart attorney Randy Richards says he felt he had a good shot of proving Stewart innocent.
We have various conversations and total contradictions between the officers in what they said.
The family hopes Stewart will be remembered not as a cop killer, but as a good guy who cared about his family and country. Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Now, the father of Officer Jared Frankham isn't falling in step with the rest of the family. He spoke with KSL this morning. KSL News Radio's Mark Chu continues our team coverage.
Jade Frankham, like many, still have a lot of questions.
Brings a little bit of closure to things, but at the same time, you know, if he was, you know, innocent on the whole thing, I was wondering how come he decided to go that route.
Frankham disagrees with the family's position that the raid on Matthew Stewart home was unjustified, but he agrees with one of their statements that God will have the final say. In the meantime, he says, Frankham's children still tell their mom and grandparents nearly every day that they miss their dad. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama doesn't go soft at the Naval Academy graduation. He spoke to the midshipmen about the military's problems with sexual assaults. Cleon Wall has portions of his speech from the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, there were cheers and hats were thrown at today's ceremony. President Obama congratulated the graduates and had positive words to say.
Live with integrity and speak with honesty and take responsibility and demand accountability.
Those words could also be applied to one of his topics, the sexual assault scandal in the armed forces. The president said those who do sexually abuse other service members are not only committing a crime, but also weaken the military. He asked the grads to use their inner compass when the choice is hard, and the president ended his speech talking about how the misconduct of some can have effects far and wide. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
More funerals today for victims of this week's deadly Moore, Oklahoma tornado. They're also hearing new stories of survival. The mother of a third grader says she rushed into the rubble of the destroyed school to find her daughter. Letitia Garcia says she was afraid of what she might have happened to her 8-year-old girl.
It was amazing how when I was running right up to the school to start digging for her, someone just came out of the blue and handed her to me.
Well, several people still remain hospitalized after the storm.
Northern California has been hit by a series of aftershocks following a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that rattled the region. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Some damage has now been found beyond broken dishes and wine bottles. Around 3 homes in a remote area 3 hours north of Sacramento have chimneys that collapsed and cracks in walls. It's an area with many cabins. There was a small rock slide and some power was out, but has since been restored.
The earthquake could be felt as far away as San Francisco and two other states.
Now, the hunt is on for a section of bridge to replace the span of a freeway that went down in Washington State last night. A truck hauling an oversized load hit an overhead girder on the I-5 bridge over the Sagat River.
Politics on KSL News Radio, tax assistance centers, federal housing offices, and several other big federal government operations are shut down today. ABC's Vic Radner reports from Washington.
Try to reach the Housing and Urban Development Department, the Environmental Protection Administration, even the Internal Revenue Service, and this is what you hear.
As a result of the budget sequestration and the required employee furlough, the department is closed today.
At least four major government departments shut down today. Over 100,000 employees on unpaid furlough. Officials say national parks and monuments around the country remain open, but many have reduced visitor center hours. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
A federal government formally honors four girls decades after their deaths in an Alabama church bombing. President Obama today signed legislation awarding the Congressional Gold Medal to the victims of that attack. Ku Klux Klan members were convicted of carrying out the bombings.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, Utah enters the 100 deadliest days as Memorial Day travel kicks off this afternoon.
And your holiday drive already seeing some problems on I-15 with a crash in Murray. Traffic and weather is coming up.
KSL News Time 3:06.
The facts are shocking. 1 in 4 Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by 4 times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a 4-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The browsers.
Instead of calling 911, she goes on to WebMD.
When her kid's shot,
yeah.
Just head on over to the ER.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:15,
a 9-year-old girl chews out the CEO of McDonald's. I'm ABC's Richard Davies. The story coming up.
And the News This Hour is sponsored in part by the Brent Brown Triple Play. Triple your down on any full-size Tundra and get a little giant ladder. KSL News Time, 3:08.
Tragedy on I-15 to start off the holiday weekend. The Utah Highway Patrol says a 40-foot motorhome appears to have blown a tire, swerved off I-15, and headed into a condo complex in St. George. Tim Wiley was sitting in his room when the motorhome came crashing through.
First, it went off the freeway, through a fence, across the street, through a wall, through the back of my house, and through the garage.
Susan and Stephen Clark were in the front of the motorhome, and they died. 8 kids were in the back, and they have minor injuries.
Memorial Day weekend kicks off what UDOT and the Utah Highway Patrol call the 100 deadliest days on Utah roads. Here's KSL's Andy Farnsworth.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says traffic fatalities on Utah's roads increased by 35% between Memorial Day and Labor Day. He says the summer weather seems to make people drive faster, and it's the speed involved that turns a regular crash into a fatal one. Over the past 5 years, there have been traffic deaths nearly every summer holiday weekend.
KSL is teaming up with UDOT to reduce the number of traffic deaths on Utah roads. To be a part of the effort on the road to zero fatalities, just go to our website, ksl.com.
And to get you around on this Memorial Day weekend, we've got triple team traffic coverage brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships and Mark Christiansen. It looks like we're going to need it, huh?
I think so. We're starting out a little bit messy this afternoon. If you're headed northbound on I-15, this accident is about 4900 south. They've moved everything off to the right shoulder. However, they're still taking up the very right lane there as the emergency crews are still on scene. That's affecting traffic getting on at 53rd, and it's backing up very quickly all the way back into Sandy right now, back into those brake lights about 90th south. Another accident, southbound I-15, putting this one about 30th south. They're off to the right there as well, but traffic slowing down to see what's going on, backed up to about 2500 south at this point here. Heather?
Hey, we already have an accident in Utah County, I-15 southbound at Main Street in Spanish Fork. Unfortunately, it's blocking a center lane, and traffic is quickly backing up to the U.S. 6 interchange. That's a couple of miles, so you're already going to have delays if you're headed out of Utah County and down to southern places. Ricky?
Heather, for those traveling northbound on I-15, that's where we actually have a pretty nice drive leaving downtown Salt Lake City and headed through Davis County. Traffic's been a little bit busy, but you've got good speeds. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL with the center. Little north breeze. Temps in the 70s and the sunshine today. Getting warmer for the three-day weekend. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Almost a perfect 72 degrees out there.
Well, it looks like a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, but things might change a little next week. So you're going to want to join us for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the night, especially the extended forecast coming up at 20 and 50. We'll give you a look out towards the middle of next week and tell you what's on the horizon there.
All reasons to keep it right here at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor, work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
Sale, Doug.
And I'll tell you, this is the time to get in here, Scott. And I'm here with Larry Terry, who is the general manager at Brent Brown. You know, we've talked a lot about the new cars, new trucks, and so on, the amazing selection you've got. But let's talk about a great previously owned car. You've got a bunch of them.
We've got a bunch. We've got probably about 150 used cars in stock right now. A lot of them, probably 60, 75 of them, are certified used, Toyota certified used cars.
Boy, that is a great way to shop. And I'll tell you, if you're not quite to the point where you want to get a brand new car, or can't get a brand new car, these amazing used vehicles that you sell have been just poured over.
Absolutely. And the best thing about it is you get the warranty, the certified warranty on the car, 1.9 financing on the car, up to 60 months.
That is a 1.9.
That's really, really good on you.
It's really, really good. We encourage you to come in. The May 10th event is underway, and this Memorial Day weekend, this is the time to get on in here. You got so many fun things going on, too. You know, we talked about the service specials tomorrow.
The service, $29 oil change, $89 four-wheel alignment. And, you know, we haven't even talked about free hot dogs and Cokes.
Free hot dogs and Cokes, and we've got goodies for you here, KSL prizes and more. And plus, I've still got another certificate for an oil change and a tire rotation and a multi-point inspection. Just come on in and say hi.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
And still not feeling your normal or best? Educate, motivate, invigorate.
On Tuesday's Doug Wright Show, we'll be joined by all three of the major councils that serve the state of Utah and even beyond. Great Salt Lake, National Parks, Trapper Trails, the Boy Scouts of America, here to talk about the national new inclusion policies on the Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
An accused cop killer was not the model prisoner before he hanged himself, denying all chances at mental health assistance, fighting a motion. Weber County's attorney also calls him a liar. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A motorhome runs off I-15 in St. George and smashes into a condo complex. A Provo couple died in the wreck. Investigators think it started with a tire blowout.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
A couple of really heavy sections. Northbound I-15 at 4800 South. An accident still has the right lane blocked there. And traffic backing into Sandy. And southbound I-15 just a little south of Main Street and Spanish Fork. About a mile and a half of backing there. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cool breeze, warm in the sun, and temps in the 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 72 downtown.
Domestic violence advocates say many women in Utah may be keeping an eye on the new details emerging in the Susan Powell case and seeing parallels in their own lives. The director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA, Asha Parekh, says people who feel threatened often feel silenced.
And the reality is, talking about it to someone you trust can really help you understand what's going on. It gives you an outside perspective.
Now, she says if a person doesn't feel comfortable talking to a family member, they can always call or visit the Family Justice Center, and someone will be happy to talk with them about what's going on in their lives.
A 9-year-old girl chews out the CEO of McDonald's for how it sells fast food and targets kids. ABC's Richard Davies has the story.
The world's biggest fast food chain uses athletes and other stars to get its message out. LeBron James, for one.
Bruh, what you got in the bag? Big Mac, fries?
I'll play you for it.
9-year-old Hannah Robertson stood up at McDonald's annual meeting and accused CEO Don Thompson of, quote, tricking kids into eating its food and using advertising for getting children to bug their parents to go to McDonald's. Thompson denies his company sells junk food. Hannah's mom is a nutritional activist who's critical of McDonald's. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Well, as you head out this Memorial Day weekend, many people are wondering if that bridge they're driving over is safe or if it might be a problem like that one in Washington State. We'll have more as we go in depth coming up at 3:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama urges naval grads to use their leadership skills to keep up the United States' image overseas. He also spoke out against sexual assault in the military, saying it's a crime that has no place in the greatest military on earth.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
A 21-gun salute at today's naval graduation, but the Blue Angels didn't fly over the stadium. Sequestration cuts next flyovers for the year. No one answered the tax help hotline today at the IRS. Other federal government agencies were shut down today because of mandatory furloughs. About 5% of the federal workforce got a 4-day weekend, but probably didn't want it. The woman who had an affair with former CIA Director David Petraeus says she regrets the relationship. Paula Broadwell says it has caused grief for her family. Broadwell credited her husband and friends for standing by her
as she rebuilds her life. 16 people were injured after a hotel shuttle bus hit a big rig making a U-turn near Atlanta's airport today. Northern California is still shaking following last night's earthquake.
For this sequence, people up there will be feeling magnitude 3s and 4s probably for the next week or so.
U.S. Geological Survey seismologist David Oppenheimer says more than 50 aftershocks have already been felt. All right, Scott and Tim, I'm going to give you guys a simple math problem. What is 9 times 9?
81. 72.
It is 81, but a Chicago third grader got credit for the answer, HOSA. That's because Blackhawks hockey player Marion Hossa's number is 81. Teacher marked the quiz up saying, "What is this?" She explained it to the teacher, and the teacher gave her credit for the answer. Thank you.
Nice.
She says she likes the girl's creativity.
Yeah. My answer reflects the fact that I chose journalism for a reason.
I was hoping you at least use a calculator on the computer.
Weren't we talking about success later in life the other day from your seventh grade math scores? Yeah.
Cleon, thanks very much.
Coming up, the Memorial Day weekend gets off to a deadly start. Tragic story in St. George. We'll tell you about that accident and give you the latest of your traffic and weather together and hopefully get to your destination on time.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Speaking of that traffic and weather together, Triple Team Traffic coming your way now at 319, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And I speak firsthand, Mark. I was stuck in that mess on northbound I-15. Hopefully it's improving.
Yeah, it actually is. They've opened up the right lane now. So all lanes northbound are open at 4800 south. They're off to the right side, still taking care of a little paperwork in the area there, but traffic's starting to move now. But the back end of that delay is clear into Sandy. I mean, you'll see some brake lights as early as 90 south, and it kind of struggles over the south interchange, making your way northbound. That's kind of unusual for this time of the afternoon. Now, the southbound delay is starting to accumulate kind of behind this accident at about 3300 south, 3200 south. You'll see heavier traffic approaching 1700 south, and it remains very tight that way. Just looked at the south interchange, though. For southbounders, you look pretty good that direction. The further southbound you get into the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Heather?
We already have problems, Utah County. If you're headed southbound I-15, there is an accident right near Main Street and Spanish Fork. And unfortunately, center lanes are blocked, and traffic is virtually at a standstill, and it's backing up into Springville already. You're going to see delays before you even hit the US 6 interchange. So we have some problems going that way. But northbound 15 in Utah County, no delays at this time. Ricky?
Heather, for those traveling northbound I-15, leaving downtown and headed towards Davis County and Weber Counties, you've got good speeds. Traffic is already starting to get a little busy up around Clearfield, but overall nothing to slow you down. Does your roof need to be repaired or replaced? Call American Roofing for spring savings since 1954. They're the roofers you can count on. 801-269-1276. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's Accurate and Dependable 7-Day Forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Tell you what, guys, it's beautiful, sunny in 70s today and getting warmer for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday near 80 and mostly sunny skies. More clouds on the holiday and upper 70s. And we could start to see more showers and clouds and cooler weather next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, upper 60s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now in Salt Lake, just a few clouds here and there and 72 degrees.
Well, if you're like me, the collapse of that freeway bridge in Washington State might cause you pause as you head out for a Memorial Day weekend road trip.
Now, the Utah Department of Transportation's John Gleason tells KSL's The Browser the state's bridges are in good shape for the most part.
We're in good shape right now, and a lot of that is due to the number of major construction projects that we've had over the last few years. We've had hundreds of bridges that we've replaced in the last 10 to 20 years. That in and of itself is a key point to the reason that we match up so favorably to the surrounding states as far as the safety record is concerned.
Gleason says the state makes a point to check its bridges on a regular basis. Those that are in bad repair are pushed to the top of the list for fixes or replacement.
Each bridge is inspected every 2 years, and so we'll go out physically, you know, a hands-on physical inspection, also visual elements of the inspection as well. And so each bridge is inspected and graded every 2 years.
Now, the nonprofit group Transportation for America gives America's roadway infrastructure a D grade, but notes Utah outperforms its neighbors. Still, there are bridges in the Beehive State that are listed as structurally deficient.
We have less than, right around 1% of bridges that they call structurally deficient, which is, a term that that brings, you know, all sorts of negative connotations to mind, but it's a little deceiving. The condition plays a small part in the rating. Many other factors go into it as well, detour routes, average daily traffic, and geometry. And so that's a term we've been trying to get them to change for a long time here because, you know, it doesn't really tell the whole story.
Transportation for America also notes it can be difficult for states to keep both urban bridges, which handle high traffic loads, and light-traveled rural bridges up to date.
Well, markets struggle to get into positive territory today. We'll tell you how they did when we watch Utah's Money coming up in a moment.
KSL News Time, 324.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturing. A first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've got it made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
The time of participating restaurants.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL, Campbell County, Wyoming has agreed to help subsidize air service from Gillette to Salt Lake and Denver for another year. SkyWest provides the service and gets $1.7 million a year for the service. SkyWest wants to increase that by $750,000.
A billionaire investor says a woman should not try to be mothers and day traders. Paul Tudor Jones says once a woman has a baby, she's more consumed with the connection with her kids than with what's going on in the stock market. He says wives that don't have children would be more successful.
Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day up 9 points to 15,303. The NASDAQ dropped 4, the S&P off 1.
Money news at 25 and 55 past the hour on KSL News Radio.
You can cut.
Do we need to cut that amount of money? Yes.
And more.
Just make sure it makes sense.
I mean, you don't lop off the productive stuff. You lop off the unproductive stuff. You don't penalize those that are being efficient. You penalize those who are totally inefficient.
Government gets bigger.
Sometimes it gets smaller. Doug Wright walks Utah through all the changes. Listen weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special price and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Oil change discount service offered and nearest locations.
And time for more Triple Team traffic coverage here on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And first, here's Mark Christiansen.
Pretty slow traffic pattern approaching the I-80 split now. If you're headed southbound on I-15, just watch for the first of the brake lights, about 1800 south. And then that just adds in with the westbound 80 to southbound 15 flow over the flyover there, and then eastbound 201 to go southbound. All that collector meeting up with the main flow at 2700 south, continuing through 33rd. Looking at a bit of slow traffic near 53rd, and then the south end collector also starting to slow down now off of 215. But the northbound delays that have been in place for the past hour or so due to this accident that is now clearing about 4800 south, still in place from 90th. You can guarantee the slow traffic all the way through 4500 south. Heather?
Well, Mark, if you're already in Utah County, southbound I-15, you're going to start seeing delays right at the US 6 interchange, and then it just becomes a parking lot all the way down to Main Street and Spanish Fork. That is due to an earlier accident. Now, they are trying to get that cleaned up, but that is going to take a little while, and unfortunately have those delays in place. But the good news is northbound 15 through Utah County, no problems. Ricky?
Heather, for those headed northbound on I-15 from downtown through Davis and into Weber counties, you've got the easiest drive this afternoon so far. Speeds remain good and we have no problems reported. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And when here at KSL, well, the center's been beautiful so far. Rest of the day, sunshine, a little breezy, temps in the 70s, warmer weekend. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is now 3:32. Sunny in Salt Lake City. Beautiful. 72 degrees.
Heavy delays on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, a man and woman from Provo died this morning when their motorhome goes off the freeway and through a home in St. George. KSL News Radio's Cheryl Worsley has the story.
It looks like the 40-foot motorhome pulling a Jeep blew a tire, swerved off the freeway, and went 300 feet into a condo complex and right through Tim Wiley's garage. But he says the motorhome did keep from rolling.
Saved everybody in the back, I would say.
The start of a busy holiday weekend for us. This is the kind of things that we strive and go out and work hard to try to prevent.
UHP Trooper Joe Pastor says Susan and Stephen Clark of Provo were in the front and died. 8 kids were riding in the back and had minor injuries. Cheryl Worsley, KSL News Radio.
Memorial Day weekend begins with UDOT calls the 100 deadliest days of travel on Utah roads. Traffic fatalities traditionally increase by 35% between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says it has a lot to do with people just driving faster during summer months.
If you crash at high rates of speed, speed is number one, and that's going to present more of a danger and more of a possibility of a fatality.
As we just reported, sadly, this Memorial Day weekend has already begun with 2 traffic fatalities. Take part in KSL and UDOT's Road to Zero Fatalities by logging on to our website at KSL.com.
Well, he almost made it, but Salt Lake International Airport agents stopped a man with a loaded gun at a checkpoint. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports he kept it in an unusual place.
Inside his boot, strapped to his prosthetic leg.
To have the firearm on the individual, it's unusual. We've had 19 this year, and I believe this is the first one that wasn't in a carry-on. That came came to the checkpoint.
TSA spokeswoman Lori Danker says a body scanner detected the Johnson 22 caliber pistol with 7 bullets plus 1 inside the chamber. Airport police arrested him, though he had a ticket to Charlotte.
Once you've entered the screening process, it is too late to say, oops, I forgot. So please know before you get there.
With travel season picking up, Dankers reminds passengers to check themselves for items that won't make it through checkpoints. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of carrying a gun, Illinois lawmakers are bowing to a federal appeals court by approving plans for the concealed carry of firearms in their state. Illinois is currently the only state in the nation without a concealed carry law. The appeals court calls that unconstitutional.
KSL's top national story this hour, part of a Washington State bridge remains in a river after an oversized load took it down last night. The governor is now looking for a temporary replacement. Cleon Wall has the story live from the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, the governor says they're looking for 160-foot section of a prefabricated bridge. He believes they find one soon, they'll be able to get the bridge working again in the next few weeks. And State Senator Maria Cantwell says they need it soon.
We are a hub of trade and commerce between U.S. and Canada. This is one of the busiest crossings in the entire United States.
An oversized big rig load took down the bridge last night. The trucking company says they had a permit to cross the bridge. The driver's wife tells CTV he was shaken up.
He was really scared for the people who had fallen off the bridge.
She says he was glad to hear that they were all okay. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following for you. The Jersey Shore reopens for the summer season just a little more than 6 months after being devastated by Superstorm Sandy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie showed his excitement at the ribbon cutting this morning.
Thank you so much for being here. It is an incredible day for New Jersey.
Christie notes there are still many areas showing the effects of the storm, but repair and cleanup work is ongoing.
Politics on KSL News Radio. It's a four-day weekend for some federal workers, but they won't be getting anything in return for the extra day off. About 5% of the federal workforce is taking an unpaid day off today due to sequestration budget cuts.
Former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was forced to resign from Congress in a scandal over lewd text messages, is back on the campaign trail. He's now running for mayor of New York City. ABC Scott Goldberg reports day one was kind of rough.
Anthony Weiner was apologizing pretty much from the moment he hit the sidewalks.
I've apologized many times over, and I've apologized to individual voters.
And some seem to accept it.
Okay, what he did personal was inappropriate, but I think he deserves another chance.
But when fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked what if voters elect Weiner, Cuomo said, shame on us. And when someone pointed out the background on Weiner's website was a picture of the Pittsburgh skyline, not the iconic New York City skyline, the company that designed the website had to apologize. Scott Goldberg, ABC News, New York.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, more dirty laundry comes out in the Susan Cox Powell investigation.
And cleanup continues of a couple of accidents, both north and southbound I-15. We'll try and steer you around it coming up on the 9.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Chipotle Catering offers several delicious options that are perfect for any business meeting, event, or party. Feeding as few as 20 or as many as 200. Go to chipotle.com/catering for details or call 1-800-CHIPOTLE to order.
Take you back out to Doug Wright, who was at Brent Brown this afternoon. Doug?
We've talked about the amazing selection of new cars and more new cars just waiting to come on the lot. We've talked about the great used vehicles, some of the fun things that are going on, service specials. But let's talk about the financing you've got right now. Larry Terry is here with me. He's the general manager at Brent Brown Toyota. What have you got for us?
Boy, Doug, we've got 0% financing, 60 months, leases with basically 0% financing on the lease. So you could get payments as low as $179 and $149 on a Corolla.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So we have this great selection. We have the great deals. We have the great financing. You were mentioning to me off the air, too, that even some people who may have been beaten up a little bit on their credit over the last little while, credit challenge, you can help these folks.
Absolutely. We've got people that come in, and they've had some, a lot of times, no fault of their own, you know, with the economy.
Sure.
550 scores. We're getting them done. We've got some great professionals back in our finance offices that really got a lot of different programs and a lot of ways to go.
This Memorial Day weekend, this is the weekend to get into Brent Brown Toyota.
In-depth information in your car.
This type of thing just makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 3:45, discord over the death of a suspected cop killer.
KSL News Time 3:38. Records dealing with the search for missing mother Susan Cox Powell air her father-in-law's dirty laundry, literally. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley reports on some disturbing discoveries.
Diet soda.
When a jury in Pierce County, Washington heard the voyeurism case against Stephen Powell, they were not allowed to see the piles of photos and videos he had reportedly amassed of his daughter-in-law, Susan. But the newly released West Valley City Police documents include a detailed accounting of his home videos. Most of it is too graphic for broadcast, but they do reveal Steve Powell was obsessed with Susan's clothing. He stole underwear from her laundry and even stuffed her clothing with pillows to simulate her body. Despite this, police say they do not think Steve Powell was an active participant in Susan's supposed death. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Suspected cop killer who was waiting for his day in court will never face those charges now. Matthew David Stewart is dead, apparently from a suicide in the Weber County Jail. County attorney says Stewart had received humane treatment there, but rejected offers of mental health counseling.
Stewart's family, meantime, maintains he's a victim of a corrupt justice system.
There's kind of a good old boy attitude that everyone backs everybody up. I feel like he just kind of knew, he knew what was going, he knew he wanted to do it on his own terms, and I think we've all come to peace with that already.
Erna Stewart is Matthew Stewart's sister-in-law. The family says it disputes some of the facts the DA spoke of today and criticized the timing of revealing those details on this day of mourning. We've got emergency traffic, triple team traffic coming your way as we head into the Memorial weekend, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. So where's the problem now, Mark?
We're looking at a new crash. This one will be northbound I-15, just about 8900 south. It looks like it's taking up the number one lane. UHP is headed that direction, trying to get there. And in the meantime, traffic continues to back up. We're looking at about 3 miles of delay at the moment here. Back into the greater Sandy area and in Draper, actually. It starts about 106 south. I think once UHP gets on the scene, they have two vehicles up against the wall, but they're probably going to take up the HOV in number one lane. They're causing even a worse congestion situation through the area. Again, that's 8900 south if you're headed northbound on I-15. Heather?
Hey, we have delays now. I-15 southbound right around the point of the mountain. Occasionally, you'll see some brake lights turn on, and then it looks pretty good until you hit US 6 down near Spanish Fork, and that is where we have a crash. A center lane was blocked earlier, so you're going to have a couple mile delay in that area. Ricky?
Well, Heather, for those who are in the middle of the valley, we had that accident southbound on I-15 right before 33rd South. It was there to the right shoulder, but it stacked up traffic to the I-80 interchange. And for those coming from I-80 to connect to southbound I-15, you're also going to be caught in some slowdowns. We're just now starting to see a hint of slowing on the northbound side of I-15, leaving Woods Cross and headed into Bountiful. Crash with injuries in West Jordan, and you're going to want to watch for this at 70th South and 3200 West. Be the envy of your neighbors with Sutherland's Outdoor Roll-Up Window Shades, up to 80% off, along with 18 months financing with your Sutherland's credit card. Sutherland's, helping you build it better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Lots of sunshine, a little cool north breeze, temps in the 70s. That's going to warm up just in time for the three-day. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies and 73 degrees. Coming up, we'll have a little bit more in-depth information on the death of Matthew David Stewart. We'll hear from the father of the officer who Stewart was charged with killing. Coming up.
It's right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
At AAA Utah, we're proud to say that when it comes to home and auto coverage, we offer a different kind of insurance. Did you know AAA is a not-for-profit member organization that's been offering insurance for almost 100 years? That means we don't report to shareholders. Instead, we report to members like you. Our service goes beyond a call center or website. With local agents in offices across Utah, they're real people that make a real difference. Get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-742-1926 That's 801-742-1926 or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quiksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Utah Community Credit Union offers you the best home equity line of credit with an intro rate of 1.99% for 9 months and 3.75% thereafter and no closing fees. A home equity line of credit from UCCU is the smart decision. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7650 to get the best home equity line of credit. That's 801-223-7650. UCCU. Inspiring smart home equity decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Need a mortgage? Utah Community Credit Union offers the lowest mortgage rates and fees you'll find anywhere. We're talking basement floor low. In fact, we guarantee it or we'll give you $100. Get the lowdown at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640 to get the lowest rates and fees on your mortgage guaranteed. That's 801-223-7640. UCCU, inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender.
Next to Walmart. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a man trying to board a flight to North Carolina instead ended up in jail last night. Security screeners at Salt Lake City International found a loaded handgun strapped to the man's prosthetic leg in a checkpoint.
Other local stories we're following. The Utah Highway Patrol calls the stretch from Memorial Day to Labor Day the 100 deadliest days on Utah's roads. They're urging drivers to slow down and use caution if they're on the road this weekend.
Doesn't look like we're off to a good start. Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Yeah, an accident at about 8900 South northbound I-15 taking up the HOV in the number one lane. They're trying to move the car out of the number one lane. In the meantime, traffic now backed up to 106 South. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Awesome looking day. Sunshine in 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, 73 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Federal officials are scouring the nation for possible temporary replacement for a bridge that collapsed along I-5 last night. An oversized load caused part of the bridge to come down. The trucking company responsible says they had a permit to cross the bridge.
Now, the father of the officer who was killed during that ill-fated raid on Matthew David Stewart's home says he thought Stewart should have had the death penalty. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams asked Jared Frankham's dad, Jade Frankham, about the Stewart's suicide.
Just kind of shocked, you know. It brings a little bit of closure to things, but at the same time, you know, if he was, you know, innocent on the whole thing, I was wondering how come he decided to go that route.
The family statement, I don't know if you had seen it on their Facebook page, was very strong in saying that he was somehow a victim of a corrupt system. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. But the only thing that I do agree with on their statement is they're absolutely right. The Lord will have the final say in all of this, and that's where I'll leave it.
What was your hope ultimately with the way this was proceeding through the legal system?
No, I was glad that it was, you know, proceeding through the legal system, but I'm also glad that the officers and everyone involved now don't have to, you know, tell the story again. It's been a hard thing for everybody involved.
Do you feel that this outcome somehow brings justice to this case?
Well, no, like I said, the final justice will be given when our Father in Heaven deals that out in the measure that he feels necessary. And that's where it's at with me.
Franken says his family continues to deal with their loss.
And continuing our Triple Team traffic coverage, we've got emergency traffic now on KSL, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
A couple of UHP units and a UDOT truck just arriving now on the scene of this accident, northbound I-15 at 8900 South. Still taking up the HOV lane and the number one lane. The car in the number one lane seems to be the most damaged, and it looks like they're going to try and just push him over to the side here. But in the meantime, boy, I've seen this stretch of very slow traffic accumulate quickly. At about 115th South or so, you'll come into the back end of those brake lights, and it is just nothing but a parking lot from that point up and through the accident site here. You get further northbound, and things look pretty good through the area. Some southbound delays in that immediate area from the 7200 South area through 90th. Heather?
We have delays now, I-15 southbound, as you leave Bangor Highway and make your way down just before Timpanogos Highway. Off and on, you're going to see those brake lights. Speeds will increase again until you hit Springville, and then that's where we're going to start seeing a parking lot situation again, heading all the way to Main Street in Spanish Fork. Ricky?
Heather, that earlier accident, southbound I-15, right around 33rd South, over to the right. Stacked up traffic back to the I-80 interchange, and so we're still waiting for those delays to clear out. We're also seeing northbound slowdowns setting in. Now they're going to start as you're approaching the north interchange and heading through Woods Cross. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for a seven-day forecast, which, of course, includes your Memorial Day Monday. Beautiful weather. Here's Grant Wayman.
Tell you what, guys, it's beautiful, sunny in 70s today and getting warmer for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday near 80 and mostly sunny skies. More clouds on the holiday and upper 70s. And we could start to see more showers and clouds and cooler weather next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, upper 60s. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, partly cloudy, 73 downtown.
Time for a KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Mark.
It's not Memorial Day weekend without heading to the Brickyard. This weekend marks the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. And the pace car always seems to be a big deal. This year, Corvette fans will be happy to know that the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray will be the car leading those first few laps. Other than a few strobe lights and decals, Chevy didn't have to touch this car to make it worthy of the track. It comes standard with a 450 horsepower, 6.2 liter V8. That scoots the car to 60 very quickly, under 4 seconds. Top speed, 190 miles an hour. This will be the 12th time a Corvette has paced Indy, going all the way back to 1978, an American tradition. Rides again. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Doug Wright's getting his Memorial Day, and hopefully your Memorial Day started with a new car at Brent Brown.
Boy, think about it. You know, so many people heading out into Utah's outdoors, and imagine if you were driving off this lot in what would be the perfect car for the family to go out into the great outdoors this weekend, Larry?
Boy, if you got a big family, the Toyota Sequoia that holds 8.
Yeah.
The Toyota 4Runner that's 5 or 6. Highlander, RAV4, there's so many, it's really tough to choose.
Well, I'd look good in this thing right behind you. This Tundra is amazing. What's that, a 5.7?
5.7 V8.
Yeah, and it's way up there high, so I'd look awfully good in that
it's
thing.
It's got a nice 6-inch lift on it.
It is a beauty. You know, the bottom line is, whatever you're in the market for, maybe you're looking for a used car, if you're looking for a brand new vehicle for the family, if you're looking for something like this Tundra I'm looking at, you need to come on into Brent Brown Toyota, and this weekend's the perfect time, Larry.
Absolutely, Doug. Memorial Day weekend is traditionally one of the biggest car weekends of the year, and we're pulling out all the stops. We've got to move inventory because we are full.
By the way, I want you to know I tried one of your hot dogs. A-OK with me. You need to come on in, grab the hot dog, grab the Toyota right here at Brent Brown Toyota this Memorial Day weekend.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at GoodNeighborPharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit SLBees.com and click on promotions.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
The more you know, you want a Honda. And watching Utah's money, the board of directors at News Corp has approved a plan to split the company's entertainment and publishing businesses. Company holdings, its TV and movie properties will be 21st Century Fox. Both companies will be traded publicly.
Your money at this moment. The Dow finished the day up 9 at 15,303. The NASDAQ off another 4 points today, and the S&P dropped by 1.
This is Ryan Lenhart. My brother Travis and I own the Intellibed gel mattress stores from Logan to St. George. At Intellibed, our whole goal is to improve the quality of your sleep. Our gel does something very rare. It cradles your hips and shoulders while supporting your lower back. In fact, the most common thing that Intellibed owners say to us is that when they wake up, their bodies feel refreshed and restored. We want everybody to wake up restored, and we know that more people buy Intellibed mattresses this week than at any time of the year, so we're offering our best deal yet. Buy any Intellibed mattress and get a free iPad, or choose 3 years no-interest financing. Don't settle for air, memory foam, or latex. Sleep better tonight on the best mattress available, and take advantage of our 5-minute no-interest financing that we do right here at the store. Intellibed Memorial Day Mattress Sale, only at Intellibed. In Logan, Riverdale, Salt Lake, Draper, Orem, and St. George.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have 3 sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherland's.com.
Sutherland's, warehouse prices, home to Sutherland. Warehouse prices, home to Sutherland.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's start our triple team traffic with a check in the traffic center. Mark Christiansen.
Well, you have that accident at 8900 South northbound. It has been moved all the way off to the left side, which opens up the HOB in the number one lane there. And traffic starting to flow again if you're headed northbound Still going to see the brake lights about 115 south, and it continues up through that accident site there. Southbound I-15 starting to fill in now as early as 1300 south downtown. That stretch will take you right into the South Salt Lake area. And then a stretch from Murray right through Sandy. Heather?
Southbound I-15 as you make your way approaching Bangor Highway all the way around the point of the mountain, and then you'll have a pretty good drive until you hit US 6. That is where it becomes a parking lot. It's still pretty bad as you head into about Main Street and Spanish Fork due to an earlier accident. Ricky?
And Heather, for those who are leaving the Salt Lake area and headed north, you're going to see the slowdown setting in right around 2300 North Warm Springs Road. They're going to continue up to Woods Cross. And then we had another patch of slowing in Layton there by Hillfield Road. Shop the outlets at Traverse Mountain's Memorial Day sale. Friday through Monday, spend $250 and receive a $10 outlets gift card. While supplies last, visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Neeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast for your Memorial Day weekend, boy, it's nice. Tonight's going to be clear and cool, overnight low 50. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the 80s. 84 for a high on Sunday, just dipping down into the upper 70s for Memorial Day. Right now, 73 in Salt Lake.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic.